The U.S. EPA says a lead contamination problem in the District of Columbia will prompt several changes to federal rules on lead and copper in the nation's drinking water supply. David Danig-Shockroff is on a committee of the American Water Works Association that looks at lead contamination. He says one of the biggest changes might be more monitoring of water when local suppliers change water sources or the treatment process.
They really need to go back and make sure that that's not changing the corrosivity of the water and potentially increasing lead or copper corrosion.
More corrosion from the pipes can lead to more lead and copper coming out of the tap. Lead can build up in the brain, kidneys, and red blood cells. The greatest risk is to young children and pregnant women. The EPA says its formal proposals for updating the lead and copper rule will be ready next year. For the GLRC, I'm Chuck Quernbach.